This is Ted Kennedy. If President Bush believes in family values, why would he veto the family leave bill? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's decision to veto the family leave bill demonstrates the hypocrisy of the administration on family values. We heard a lot about family values at the Republican convention, but the first chance he gets, President Bush proves how little he values families. The bill sent him by a bipartisan majority in Congress gives 12 weeks of leave to employees when a child is born or a family member is seriously ill. Since the leave's unpaid and small businesses are exempt, there's no significant burden on business. Family leave has become increasingly important in recent years as more and more working parents face the dilemma of reconciling their family responsibilities and their jobs. In this day and age, Al, no parent should be forced to choose between the job they need and the family they love.
Ted, you know darn well that this is nothing but a big daddy government caper that's been masquerading around here for years. This is the family leave bill, all right. It leaves the family of American employers no choice but to swallow a one-size-fits-all government health plan regardless of need. Liberals like you and Slick Willie think that family values and more government control are one and the same thing. Ted Bush and you and I all favor allowing parents time off for family responsibilities, and we encourage employers to allow that whenever possible. 95% of them have already done this. But only adding to the cost of health care and throwing thousands more employees out of work is just not the answer. Ted, the founder of your party, Thomas Jefferson, once said, "All authority belongs to the people, not to government. Times sure have changed. You shortchanged the people." This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the U.S. purchase of Russia's weapons-grade uranium. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.